WBDG Indianapolis, Giant 90.9.
He was a Marine and then a state trooper. He's worked with some of the biggest movers and shakers in the history of the city. He's a man of faith and a dogged advocate for young people of all backgrounds. Since 2003, he's been an institution on the Westside Airwaves. Get your pen or your pad or your electronic device. School Talk has arrived. Now, here's your host, Emerson.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. Once again, I keep pushing my guest headphone. I keep turning his up. I'm a blast his ear out. And y'all don't know, I don't need to do that. He's bigger than me. And he'll just take my earlobe and smash it like he'd do a defensive player or offensive player. Because my guest is just big and he's bad and he's BD proud. So we're going to talk some good stuff today, y'all. Welcome to School Talk. My name is Emerson. You're not welcome to 244-9234. Get in when you can finish. You call me today at 244-9234. You can call me on the telephone on the west side, the best side. Push the magic button for Ben Davis High School. Whoa! Yeah. Yeah. The greatest high school in all the land, the world, the universe. Oh, the planet, too, you know. School Talk 1 at yahoo.com. Good morning, folks. Welcome to the best show on the West Side, School Talk with Emerson and my producer, Michaela.
Hey.
I got it right, didn't I?
Yeah.
I got Cole in the corner doing a little Facebook Live today. So, yeah, I'm doing Facebook Live again. So, we got to get the news out there. So, I'm with my kids on the West Side. I don't do nothing without my kids. If the kids don't produce, I stay at home. Anyway, Michaela.
Yeah.
You're going somewhere next week.
I am. I leave Tuesday night to New York.
Wow, man, that is awesome.
New York City?
Yes.
Dang. You've been there?
No, I've never been there, and I've never been on a plane. So this,
wow.
Yeah, so this is some experience.
Wow.
I've never been to a Broadway show. We're going to be doing that, too. So, yeah, this is going to be.
The joy of youth.
Hope your experience on the plane for the first time is better than mine was.
Yeah, just don't fly Delta.
That we are.
You are? Oh, yeah. Man. You know what no Delta means? And this is a joke, y'all. Don't expect luggage to arrive.
Oh, man, don't say that.
I'm just kidding, y'all. I'm just kidding.
Are carry-ons, so.
That is crazy. I heard that somewhere, and it was so cool. Don't expect your luggage to arrive. I thought it was so funny. I'm going to get a phone call. Right, I'm the president of Delta. We don't appreciate you talking about. Anyway, stuff you can use, good stuff happening here on the West Side. Before I get to my good stuff, I got a guest in the studio. Heard his voice. I do have a guest. So before I get to my guest, what's happening with the thing we call the big board?
All right. So on the big board, our WBDG 5151 marathon is coming up in April. Starts April 28th through the 30th. So a total of 51 hours. We're going to be live on air. You can call in, win prizes. It's going to be really, really fun. I really can't wait for that.
It's going to be
tomorrow. The IHSAA tournament, basketball tournament, is going to be at Southport Regional. Ben Davis versus North Central is the first game at 12 p.m. on Saturday. And then the winner will play at 8 p.m. on Saturday against Brownsburg or Connersville for the regional title.
Connersville?
Yeah.
Heard that name in a long time.
Yeah, I heard they're. I really heard that they are dominating.
Connersville?
But, yeah.
Wow.
I heard they're having a great season, so.
Dang.
Good for them, but our Giants, I really want our Giants to come
on top,
so.
Smash them like a bug.
And then make sure that tomorrow, before you go to bed, that you bring your clocks forward an hour. Spring forward an hour is tomorrow. So we're going to lose an hour. Yeah.
Dang.
Unfortunately.
Dang.
Yeah, that's about it. Oh, spring break.
Yay, hey.
March 18th to April 3rd, so. You know, other students besides me who's flying out in New York, mm-hmm. Their spring break will start after next week. Mine starts today.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah, I think I'd be going for those beaches down in Florida somewhere.
Yeah. Florida. Send me that Florida.
I know. I heard when we're flying in, it's supposed to be snowing in New York. And I was like, oh.
It look good. New York, you're going to like, wow. I've been there twice. So I've only been there two times. And each time I find myself staring up at the tall building going like, wow. The lights, wow. Like Stevie Wonder got off the bus. That's no story. That's no whole. Leave that song alone. But that's cool, girl. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
New York. What was that thing you just read anyway? That's our students, y'all. Hey, now in the studios, I got a Ben Davis graduate. Mr. Jared Evans, Indianapolis City County Councilor, District 22. This district includes parts of Decatur Township, Wayne Township, Indianapolis Airport, and neighborhoods of Mars Hills and Bridgeport. He knows something about the West Side, been living on the West Side, grew up on the West Side, now he's working for the West Side. Put your hands together, feet together, put the magic button for Ben Davis' home, Mr. Jared Evans.
I have to say, I think that's the best intro I've gotten since I've been elected.
Hey, you should you're doing great things, man. You're a history maker. You just don't know people. If you follow his election when he got elected, he changed some minds downtown. I mean, it changed some minds in the community and it changed the makeup of the city county council, which in return changed how some things were done in the city and the county. So you a mover and a shaker, bro. Yeah, he big too.
You know, I suppose
he big, y'all. I mean, y'all look at him. He big. He played football. Anyway, who is Jared? Who are you? Who are you?
Well,
I know you can't. Be, but who are you? I'm Ben Davis Badger. Who are you? Tell my eyes who you are.
Probably some things that I'd like to say, but I'm not going to say on radio here in high school. So, but you know, a graduate from here in 2003, proud graduate, played football here on the 2001-2002 state championship teams. A lot of great memories. I was thinking about a lot of that stuff this morning. And I don't want to sound too old because it's been over 10 years now.
I'm 62. You're cool. You're young.
But, just so proud of the school. I was thinking about some of the guys that I graduated with and some of the things that they've accomplished. And so much of that started right here in this building. Uh-huh. You know, the things that they taught us on the field, but in the classroom, just good morals and values and just good people.
That leads me to that first question. You know, playing football, you know, what life lessons have you learned that you – I mean, you're living now, but what life What life lessons have you learned from playing football?
You know, one of the big things that I have taken with me since I've left here, and it was really pushed upon us. Coach Dullahan always used to have a saying that no matter where we go in life, we leave no stone unturned. That we leave it in a better position than the way we took it. And I've taken that type of attitude with me into college, everything I've done, and it's a big part of the city council. You know, when I ran for council, it was that I think we deserve better. We can do better than what we have been receiving. Like you said, I've grown up out here. I've seen our community, over the past, from high school, 20 years, diminish because of the lack of attention, because of the lack of resources that were put into our community. Our tax dollars not coming back out here on the West Side. And we've begun to really do some great things and change that a little bit.
Watching as a student, and I'm going to get back into your political job, but this is my students. But as a student, how did it feel when you, as you saw the community grow or you saw the community go in a way that it did? Because you went to high school, went off to college, came home, left again, came back, left again, came back. You've been in and out. To see it changes, how does that make you feel? I mean, I know it lit a fire on you because you said you're going to do something about it, but how did make you feel? What did you see? Or did you see it? Did you feel it?
The big thing was I remember leaving to go work out in Kansas, and there were a couple projects that I was aware that they'd been doing studies on, mainly along West Washington Street. And I remember I came back and I attended an event, and there were two city councilors there who I won't name, and I specifically went up to them and asked them, you know, how come the West Washington Street Corridor project, a study that I actually had taken part in, hadn't begun? Because this is already 3 or 4 years later. And the one gentleman shrugged his shoulders. I mean, literally just shrugged his shoulders. I don't know. And then the other individual said, well, we don't have the funds. And so I didn't like that response. I didn't like that attitude. It was an attitude of complacency. It was an attitude of, I'm just here. I'm an elected official. I just vote on what gets sent to me, and I'm not advocating for my district.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's how I took it, and that's, as you said, that was kind of what lit my fire. I almost decided immediately that was, I'm going to run. Because this isn't acceptable. I'm at least going to try to change the dialogue, run on those issues, and see if we can, even if I lost, could get them to move over into that direction. Because the biggest thing that has hurt our community and Wayne Township in general, we've not had good advocacy.
Wow.
It doesn't mean that the people representing us aren't good people, because they are.
Right.
They're very good people. But there's got to be some energy. And I think our community has lacked that at the city council level from some of our representatives.
That's interesting because the decision, now I can see you now. You're sitting in school. You're playing football, both sides of the line, offense and defense, knocking them down on offense, knocking them down on defense. And you're saying, I'm going to grow up to be a politician. Did you do that?
No, no. I always liked it. I will say that. I always liked it. I think that serving is a great and honorable thing to do. Mm-hmm. And when I was in school, we were, you know, we just came out of, September 11th, 2001, yeah. And then the Iraq War in 2003. So politics was definitely something that was very prevalent when we were in school. And I think these young folks here today, it probably is just as much now. But yeah. I don't think it was something that I necessarily thought would happen. But life takes you and God takes you in different directions.
You've been blessed, and I'll say that. How does it feel to be like, to, or do you feel like you were a game changer when you got elected, or you made history, or your position really was the position that was the, like, man, that's a game changer?
Well, we were certainly under.
Because it took the Democrats to the majority in the city county council with your election. One. So now if you folks out there think your vote don't count,
my vote don't count. I'm not going to vote.
One person on the city county council was a swing there. It could have went either way.
Yeah. We were certainly the underdogs. I never approached it as I want to win this for the party. It was never about that. I'm sure as you're somewhat aware, we went through a difficult process, yeah. But it was a process that I think we needed to trailblaze, to mm-hmm. prove that ordinary citizens could have a say in their government and that no party structure was going to be the begin-all and end-all. Yeah. This was never about representing the Democratic Party. It was about representing my community.
The people! Up with the people! I'm sorry, I get carried away here. But that makes a lot of sense, though, because that would be a lot of pressure, too. With the Democrat mayor coming in. I mean, saying like, hey, Jared, this is a mayor. You know, I need you, bro. No, I know that phone call didn't happen. I'm just kidding.
No, Mayor Hawks, that's a good man. And I haven't received any phone calls like that.
I get him on my show.
But I also got to tell you, I think some of it is they also know my attitude.
Yeah.
And it's not one to play politics at all. I want to see more people from our community step up, get away from party-structured campaigns and run their campaigns grassroots, you know, for what their beliefs are and let that be fought out in the election.
You said that. I've seen articles written about you where you talked about your passion for the people. You're there for the people, not for a political structure. You said that. So saying that today is not the first time you said that. It is in print. It's out there on the World Wide Web. You stated that, and then you lived that, and you walked that walk. Because you got to walk that walk because it's the people that sent you, not the mayor that sent you to this position. And if you're not doing what they want to do, you know, they're the ones going to remove you from that position. Right. So as simple as that. 13-12 majority for the Democrats. So folks, what he did, he kind of like seemed like he got, you know, it's a saying out there. Say if you're tired of arguing with strangers on the internet, try talking with one of them in real life, you know, to make changes. And Jared decided to make some changes and he got elected. But this wasn't your first time at the rodeo trying to get elected. Your first time, you got threw off the horse.
Yeah, we got beat pretty bad. We didn't even break the 40% mark. And I honestly thought at that point, this is done. You know, I didn't like it. And my experience was the party trying to control what we could do and couldn't do. But I learned a lot of lessons. And like you mentioned earlier, I ended up leaving and went out to Kansas to work. It came back in late 2014, really just in time to decide to make a run. Mm-hmm. And I went to that event that I spoke of. It was a West Side Chamber of Commerce event, and the responses that I got were just ridiculous. Because, to be honest, Emerson, I was at a point where I was deciding, am I going to live here, mm-hmm. or am I going to move to Plainfield or somewhere else? And ideally, the way I had planned things out, I'm going to move to Plainfield.
Okay,
I loved that their parks, their connectivity, yeah. all of those things, and then. When this occurred, it was like, somebody's got to do something.
Yeah.
Someone has to stand up and fight.
Yeah.
And so I said, I'm gonna do this. I'm going to give this a shot. Because I have, in my district alone, I have five different sets of family that live in District 22.
Okay.
brothers, parents, aunts, and then in Wayne and Decatur Township all together. And then if you go into Plainfield, my entire extended family lives right here on the west side and southwest side.
Okay.
So it was, I talk to, when I go to community events, I often speak about, you have to be able to look yourself in the mirror and say, are you a part of the change today or are you a part of the problem?
Wow. That's huge.
And that was another thing that, you know, I've taken away from athletics here. I had a wrestling coach. I didn't wrestle in high school, but throughout middle school and junior high, you know, Alan Goddard. Do you know him?
That name rings.
He was. He left a great impression upon me. He was a man. And, you know, Coach Goddard was of the different party. You know, he was across the aisle on a lot of issues. I'll tell you something that stands out. If I can just tell you a real quick story. When I was running in 2011. You know, Facebook was being utilized, and there were a couple of Ben Davis grads from older years who commented on some things, and it was an attack on me. And he, and I know how Republican he was a diehard Republican. He comes on there out of left field and just, you know, on Facebook, you could remember that Kermit the Frog memes. You know, I could just picture him doing that, coming to my defense and, you know, talking about my character. And I think that in something in politics, we have to begin to look at. We've got to stop. We need people of good character to come into politics. And, you know, I'll never forget that. But he always instilled that type of concept into me.
This is all about this show is all about my kids, about my kids who are at Ben Davis High School and the kids that are listening to the audience, listening and to the parents and teachers. In defeat, you lost that first time around. What did you learn in defeat?
Well, we learned a lot of things.
Now, as far as your character, did you learn that you can tell our young people, because they're facing some defeats in their life right now as young people, and they sometimes want to give up. You know, some want to quit school.
You can never give up. You have to, you know, for me, again, I didn't know if I was going to run again. You know, I took a job out in Kansas, loved it, always knew I was coming back to Indianapolis to work here, you know, did that. But the thing that always stood were these issues that impacted me, impacted my family, impacted my friends who still lived here in our community. And you have to be willing to stand up. You really do. And sometimes you're scared. I mean, what I went through in 2015, I'm 6'3", 300 pounds. I'll tell you, there were times where it was intimidating because you're messing with a political system that at that time, I truly didn't grasp how big or know how strong it was. But when you have Mr. Goins there, but when you have a party figure looking down on you who works with all the business community, all the, you know, Democratic elected officials in the city and a lot in the state, kind of telling you how things are going to be, it can be intimidating, but you have to stand strong. And another thing, you know, I learned here at this high school, in the eyes of defeat, you keep going, you keep marching, you get back up. You know, it makes me think about 2002. We were playing in the regional against Warren Central. That year, we end up winning state title, but a lot of people have forgotten that in the first five games, we lost three out of those five. People thought this team is done, you know, that it's over with.
It's host.
And we came back and beat two of those three teams, and Warren Central was one of them. And I just remember that was a seesaw battle back and forth. It was going into overtime. They had us at first and goal on the 1 yard line.
Wow.
And we stopped them. You know, miracles do happen. Yeah. Sometimes it's from good practice. Sometimes it's the effort. It's the heart you put into it. But first off, I'm not going to let anybody tell me, you know, you can or can't do something.
Say that again.
That's within reason.
Say that again.
So,
say that again.
That's awesome. Like I said earlier, I knew that I was either going to go for this and we were going to win, which at the time I knew it was going to be tough because, you know, a couple years earlier, 4 years earlier, we got beat. We didn't even break 40%. But we did learn a lot from that election. We learned how to mobilize. We learned how to do more of a grassroots campaign. And frankly, I took it from the idea that we're going to do this without the party.
Awesome.
And we had a primary run. I mean, they made sure we had that.
Man.
They spent thousands of dollars on a fictitious person, I think. But we just did our thing. You know, we really did. And that's another thing that you learn through the I hate to keep going back to sports because I did learn a great deal in the classroom.
But still, it's that environment. You got to take those opportunities, classroom, sports, to learn from it, and take those life lessons as you get older and use those, because As you get older, you try to figure stuff out. Ain't no book out there that you can go up, get off the shelf. Like parenting. There ain't no book. They got books out there that say parenting. But once you become a parent, that book don't work.
Yeah. Emerson, that's how I put it. Be a placemaker.
Yeah.
Be a placemaker. Yeah. That's what it's about. You know, be a placemaker in your community, in your neighborhood. Be the change that you want to see. I was thinking about some of the guys that I went to school with and some of the things that they're doing in their communities. Amazing stuff coming from the Davis alumni.
Placemaker. That's a word of the day. Placemaker. Not pacemaker. Placemaker. Speaking of place.
You need that, though, sometimes in politics.
Speaking of places, we're on Facebook Live. Shout out right now to Annette Johnson. She says, hi, good morning, Jerry.
Yes, Miss Annette Johnson. So good to hear from you.
And you got Kurt Darling, Ben Davis alumni out there in the world. Ashley Looper, hey, former producer. Kim Wells, good morning. Larry Smith, how you doing, preacher? Yeah, he's a preacher. He's nice. He's a nice guy. He knows something about money, too. Knows something about charitable giving, too. Kimberly Johnson, good morning, friendship. Yeah, I got family out there, too. So we're Facebook Live right now because... it's technology. It's the way it does. It's how we roll. You know, we're going to get to some stuff and things, and we got about 10 minutes left. So I want you to know what's going on in City County Council real quick. You got a synopsis. What's going on? What people need to know? What's up with the pavers? I'm walking downtown by the City County, by the new bus stop. Walking on. I'm just kidding. I haven't been down there yet, but the pavers are loose and stuff. What's going on in our area? What's happening?
I don't know about the pavers. I'm not really up to date on that. But
they're loose! I'm just kidding. That's your job.
I'm sure a lot of people recently heard that the city council did vote. Last fall, we had the referendum. Taxpayers went to the polls. And
hey, we're going to get a track. We're going to get some rails.
I wish.
We're getting rails.
No, we're not getting anything too sexy.
I want some rails.
The city council did support the referendum and passed the tax increase for transit. It was a tough vote for me personally. Our district actually voted no. It was, I think, about 48-point-something% that said yes. But it was something that... in the West Washington Street area would benefit those communities very greatly. And a lot of those are economically depressed. It was not the best system, not by any means. And I think one discussion that didn't really happen a lot throughout that process was that, this was an income tax increase on people. Now, it did not affect people who live off Social Security. So if Social Security was your income, you won't see your taxes go up. One of the frustrating points though, Alan, is that or Emerson, was that
I answered everything.
You know, we were dictated by the state. Again, the state legislature felt like they needed to, tell us how or what we can do moving forward. I would have preferred to have seen this as a sales tax increase, and specifically 3/10 of a sales tax increase would have resulted in over $100 million in new taxes. And the reason why I felt that way was because I thought we need to take advantage of the fact that we are a convention city.
People coming through.
Millions of people come here. And our city spends a lot of money making sure our taxpayers spend a lot of money making sure that we're a great convention city. And this was a way to get some of that back rather than do an income tax, which is paid for by Marion County residents. The system is for Marion County residents. It does. I've heard some people say, I don't want to hook up to, or, I don't want to pay for Carmel. We're not paying for anything outside Marion County. But the fact is, it could have been a much better system to benefit more of our city and our county and not just a smaller proportion. I think it's a better system than what we have. We had to invest. You know, we went from being one of the best transit cities in the world, prior to 1950 to now one of the worst. I think, we're the 13th largest city, and spending-wise, we're like in the 80th percentile range. And this will bump us up, I think, to about 30.
Wow. So,
I think it's going to be an overall a good investment. It was a tough choice, and it's one of those things that, you look at and you say, look, I'm going to stand by my position, and what happens, happens, but I'll know that I voted the way I thought was best for our community.
And that's what your district wanted. How do you gauge your district in reference, knowing, doing what your people want to do?
I'm very involved with our community leaders.
Yeah.
And we have an email account that we send out information and take that back. And I didn't receive anything that was negative against it.
Okay.
So that's what was a little peculiar. We didn't get a lot of pushback to say, I don't want it. But at the end of the day, our district voted very narrowly against it. But I still thought the economic investment was too important to pass up for the West Washington Street area. We're working on a big West Washington Street corridor project. that, as I mentioned, was kind of the steeple and why I even run to redo some of our infrastructure in our community, stormwater, drainage, flooding. I mean, it's affecting everywhere from Wayne Township to Decatur. So we've got a long ways to go. We're not going to turn this ship around overnight. We're talking about decades of, not having the proper attention, the proper funding in our community. And that's what was frustrating. And now we're going to do what we can. We're going to fight as much as we can to get more funding. Mm-hmm. I don't remember the exact numbers, but I was looking over the 5-year period before I took office. We had about $10 million spent in our district. Over the next 5 years, we're looking at upwards of $45 million. So it's going to be a big increase, and I hope it pays off. Another thing that, for me personally at city council level, I'm working on are what I call connectivity projects or multi-use paths. Hey. Our community, we've had 5 pedestrian deaths in five months, and that's not acceptable.
Yeah.
We should have safe ways. Just yesterday, I was driving up Lyndhurst or down Lyndhurst, and right in front of the 7th and 8th grade Lyndhurst Center, there was a woman pushing her stroller, mm-hmm. and her daughter or son, child, was next to her, and there were 2 individuals walking down Lyndhurst, no sidewalks, nowhere to be safe. And we can't wait and have someone get killed again. This is just totally unacceptable. It shouldn't be happening in the 21st century. So that's a personal thing for me and our community, along with the stormwater projects that we're seeing in the Decatur, Mars Hill area. And
you would think sidewalks is like air. It should be there. I mean, it's something you don't think about. We should have sidewalks, period. I mean, duh.
It's about walkability.
You know,
when you look at new people who are coming into communities and wanting to move, they want to have that connectivity, that walkability, to be able to walk down to the store, walk to work, whatever the case. I mean, millennials now, and what do they call your guys' generation?
X.
No, you're not Generation X. Are you Generation X?
No.
I think you're like Generation Z or something.
Z. Yeah, double Z.
But, these...
Anybody know what these new kids are called? Just new kids.
But these qualities of life that are that millennials are pushing, and the funny thing is, Emerson, even baby boomers now.
Yeah.
They want to retire generation. And live in a place where they can walk and connect and get to things and not have to have 2 cars. People are trying to decrease their overhead costs and be more fiscally conservative with their dollars. So, and I don't see that changing with the generation coming up behind me, whatever they are.
All right, Facebook Live folks, what are these new kids called? How old are you guys? What's your ages?
I'm 18.
What are 18-year-olds called?
Well, they might be millennials then. I think millennials 1999, if you were born
1999. 98.
Yeah, so I guess they're still millennials, but the kiddies coming up behind them are not millennials.
Well, being young is so beautiful. You just don't know. Take me back. But I
was a freshman in high school.
At least you went to high school. I went to 4 different high schools. Didn't finish none of them. I was a knucklehead, boy. Got my GED while I was in the Marine Corps. That's a whole new show.
Thanks for serving, by the way.
Thank you very much. Okay, now, we're almost out of time. It's just crazy, but I wanted to get into ways you get involved in local politics, but there's so many ways you can do it, by so getting involved. So just encourage, Jerry, what would you say to someone who, real quickly, is interested in local politics, what would they go about doing to get involved?
Well, I think the first thing is you've got to have a passion for an issue. There has to be an issue that you have a strong passion about that you want to see changed. And if you can identify with that issue, I would tell you a lot of the parties, they have, clubs like a township club or a county club. Also get involved in your community, though, because that's another – a lot of people are coming out of the communities. If you have a neighborhood watch, a community organization that represents your neighborhoods, get involved with business associations. There's a multitude, and they can always feel free, especially Ben Davis graduates and Decatur high school graduates and alums. Can always feel free to contact me, and I'll be happy to have that conversation with them and help them out. And Republican or Democrat, doesn't matter.
Hey, he's, yes, don't matter.
We need good people.
Or independent. So how do they get hold of you?
They can contact me on my cell phone, 317-270-7385. They can contact me on Facebook. We've got a political page, Jared Evans, Indianapolis City County Councilor, District 22. They can send me an email. They can text me. What they can't have is an excuse not to be able to get a hold of me.
That makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense. And that's another thing. One thing I like about local politics is the fact that you can get to your local representatives.
Yep.
I mean, I've met like four sitting presidents. And when you got an issue with the federal government, trying to get to that person is kind of like, yeah, right. But local politics, you can get to the city county council. You can get to the mayor. You can get face to face with them. You can shake their hands and express yourself. Express yourself. You know, you can't do a lot of that on the federal level. You can do it on the local level. You can get involved in that. And that's awesome. Well, you're doing great things. You got an open invitation to come back to School Talk. You don't need an invitation. Anytime you show up at my big window, got something to say, you're on the air. I don't care what my topic is, you're on the air. If you're calling in during the show, want to share something, You're invited to call in anytime you want to without any type of reservation whatsoever, because what you're doing is important to what our community needs to know. If you're doing something, and we don't know. And a lot of times we're so busy with our own personal lives, we don't have time to follow certain things. And then you go, oh, I didn't know that. Oh, I didn't, man, I should, or a meeting or something where your people need to be to get the information. Because then you're sitting at home watching news. Why didn't somebody tell me? I got a comment about that. No one ever asked me. Well, I didn't know.
We do, you know, and I appreciate that. That always helps, especially to get out when we're doing town halls. I do 3 town halls a year. The next one will be in Decatur, but the third one will probably be in the Mars Hill area. So I'll be happy to let you know or come back on and talk about that.
Sounds awesome.
It's one of the ways. I think every elected official, regardless of position, should do town halls. You know, if you vote some way, you better be ready to stand up for it.
Don't be scared. Stand in front of the audience and take it. You know, you a big boy. Put your big boy pants on and big girl pants on.
Yeah, our Congress needs to.
Yeah. That's a whole message. You got that right. I can do a whole show on that one, but I'll be off the air then. No, you didn't. Yeah, I did. Anyway, I'll leave it alone. Well, got to get these kids to class. Mr. Evans, Jared, thank you very much for your service to the Star community.
Thank you.
Ben Davis graduate. I love it. So keep on doing what you're doing. He big, y'all. So I got to get to the parents and to the teachers. Our students have so much to give. You must invest in, you know what? Our kids are just totally awesome. They are awesome. And the teachers and the parents and Jared, and see, when you invest in something like that, that's what you get. When you invest in something like that, that's what you get. You invested in Jared when he was a youngster, and look at him now. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. Still remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat. Just copy the right cat like Jared. You apparently hung with the wrong guy. When you was in high school, who'd you hang with? The right guys, apparently.
Did I hang out?
Yeah, you hang with the right guys.
Hey, I was on the debate team, too.
See?
That tells you, man, that tells you, all over the place.
Hanging with the right people. That's what I'm talking about. Don't get hung with the wrong crowd. Just don't do it. And young man, be a man. Pull up your pants. I can't stand sagging. What do you think about that? What do you think about sagging?
I don't like it. Pull them up.
I don't think, it's not.
You're going to have a difficult time in life.
Yeah. It don't even look good. You know, it's just, I got to do it. You're a counselor.
Do they know the history of it?
Yeah, some of them do, but they don't care. They just don't care. You making it up. Y'all don't know nothing. Y'all don't know. I know it's a freedom of speech, and you can't tell folks how to dress. But you know, okay, I got an idea. You're at the city council. I want a law. I want an ordinance. And I already got a name. I want it to be called the Regulation of Fashion in the Public Streets.
I want that law.
And if you violate the law, you got to spend 30 days helping a senior citizen do anything they want. Cut the grass, wash their dishes, wash their car, wash their house. It's a violation of the regulation of the fashion in public streets. I want a law. I want it now, and I want it on my desk in 30 days.
We don't move that quick.
The views of the best schools on this museum is the Wayne Township Bendis High School. The views of me and my guests. And see you next week on School Time. I'll talk some more stuff. I don't know what it's going to be. Michaela, have fun in New York City. Cole, have fun in China. Oh, you're not going to China. Where you going, Cole? What are you going to do? You don't know.
Florida?
Going to Florida? Competition? All drumline. Okay. All right, go beat those drums.
What's going on now? When I was in school, we were going to Florida. They're going to New York?
Yeah.
We are broke.
China?
Got it going on. Have a good week,
hey,
y'all.
We cut expenses everywhere we could.
You got that right. Yeah, I go to my house and do chores. See y'all next week on School Talk.